Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity.
Bonjour everyone and welcome to Quantum Wave episode 8. I'm so excited to share with you today from Playa del Carmen in Mexico. I am staying with my friend Marga and her family and I'm having the best time. As you can see, I took a lot of sun today. We went to these beautiful cenotes, which are outdoor pools. It's all natural and they all connect to one another. There are all of these fish around and you can just swim. And we had also like the snorkeling equipment. It was absolutely beautiful. I love discovering new places. And if you have been following Quantum Wave, as I know that many of you have, last week I was in Phoenix, Arizona, and the week before I was in Sedona, and next week I will be in Tulum. Hello! Thank you for joining live. Thank you so much, everyone, for creating the time and the space to join this episode live. I really appreciate it. And thank you as well to everyone that is catching up on the replay, as I know that many of you are here on YouTube or also on my podcast. Because remember, I also have a podcast with many amazing episodes, not only Quantum Waves, but also episodes that I record on the side that I have recorded before. And there is a huge library there. So if you ever want to check my content, everything that I channel from my High Council and so many amazing star races and ascended masters, remember to also check my podcast. It is easy. You can just look Sandrine's with an S. You can find me everywhere. I even have an account on Pinterest if you didn't know that. So today for the episode of Quantum Wave, I have something special for you that I trust you will absolutely love because we have learned a lot about the dynamic of this body of work that I channel. So again, the fractal dynamic system is a unique body of work that I personally channel from source frequency. And I do that with the help of my High Council. So I sit with my High Council somewhere in the quantum, and we receive this frequency that is coming. And this frequency is really revolutionary because it teaches really practical ways to embody our multidimensionality, to reclaim our sovereignty as free beings so we can live the life that we came here to live, but also create a very big impact in terms of leadership, mission, and purpose. So I'm all about that, and this is my pleasure to share with you in Quantum Wave weekly. Remember, by the way, to do all the things so you don't miss any episodes. You can subscribe. You can also share that with your friends because I know that many people would highly benefit from receiving the teachings that we share. And I love geeking around it, obviously. I love talking about it. But there is something that is also extremely important for us. It's embodiment. Because if we only study concept, if we only learn about things but don't apply them and don't feel them in our body, then actually it's for no reason. It just stays concept. It stays in the ether. It stays in the quantum. To be able to bring the teachings into the body is to be able to really shift who we are on an everyday level, but also see our reality changing. And I am the testimony of it. Like, no kidding. Last year, I did not have this reality. I have activated and quantum jump yet again in a new reality in only a couple of months. And I've been doing that for a few years. So all of this body of work can help you to do that as well, following your own dynamics, because we don't teach something rigid. We teach the dynamics that are going to help you understand more your unique soul blueprint and your heart desires, your purpose, why you are here, and start taking aligned actions. So I'm all about embodiment. So this day is great day because I'm going to teach you some practical ways that you can use fractal dynamic system in your meditation practice. And I love using that because I can really feel the effect it has in my body. So I'm going to, again, use my amazing whiteboard that I travel with. So this is the fractal. Again, as a reminder, so if it's your first time watching any content around fractal, you can catch up on all the previous episodes where I share more about this. So within the fractal, what we're going to do today is that we're going to place ourselves at the center point of the fractal. So center point of the fractal is our heart center. This is the seat of our soul. This is where we connect with the soul. The heart is the portal where we can actually connect to alternate realities and parallel lives. So it's like multidimensional travels happen through the heart portal. The more the heart is open, the more we have access to a multidimensionality. When we are fully present in our heart, at the center point of our fractal, we are able to observe our human as the angel behind our human. So we can observe the human going through certain movements, certain dynamics, certain emotional waves. We can observe our human being very happy about something or being really unhappy about something. Our human gets completely stuck into the experience. So again, as a reminder, this body of work comes with the premise, the foundation, the understanding that we are not separated, that the separation is an illusion. It is an illusion that we create by identifying with our human experience. So being a human does not bring separation from God. We are God. We are fractals of God. We are literally a unique algorithm, which is organized in specific sequence that is a unique aspect of God. There is no one else like this Sandrine teaching from Playa del Carmen, wearing this dress, you know, sharing these things with you right now. I am an like the unique fractal of source consciousness. So when we observe our humans getting stuck into experiences and we struggle and we know, okay, you know, Sandrine says, I need to observe my human, but I'm really experiencing difficulties into feeling this detachment, this observation. I would love to remind you that as long as you open the window of 2 to 5% of self-awareness of you observing yourself in a dynamic, you are already within the detachment. You are already doing it. You're already anchored at the center point of your fractal. So you might identify a lot with your human experience. You might feel a lot of human experience, not knowing how to detach more from that. But because you are aware of that, you're already doing it. So when we do that, we are in the unified field, which could feel a little bit counterintuitive, right? Because it's like, wait, you ask me to separate my consciousness from my human to be in the unified field. Yes, this is literally what we say, what we ask you to do. Because as you do that, you will realize that you are not there to bypass the emotions of the human, to bypass the responsibilities, the dreams, or anything from the human. It's the opposite. You are the angel that's going to help your human get to where she or he needs to be. If the human is going through very intense time doing things he or she doesn't like doing, the angel that is us, you know, that is the center of our heart. This is who we truly are beyond time and space reality. The angel is there to guide the human through the experience so we can have this blast on planet Earth. Because this is another thing as well that we are big about, is that we are not here to have a shitty life and be enslaved and, you know, just do like, oh, you know, spirituality is so intense. I must do all the things and study all the things. I can never, you know, party or like eat this food or drink that thing. It's like, no, you know, we are here to have an amazing life and enjoy the pleasures of the embodiment of physicality. So in today's meditation, which is, I think, the first time that we're going to do something like that together. So excited. So in this meditation, you will receive all of these keys that I would love for you to use in your everyday life. And once you know this concept, you can do that anywhere at any time. So now, yes, we're going to go into meditation and everything like that. But then you could be, you know, driving your car. You could be in a meeting. You could be working with a client and you could feel things like density happening in your body. I want you to feel and think about this fractal present within you and doing the work of harmonizing the field so you stay fully aligned. If you are worried about certain food that you eat, that you have eaten that might not be high frequency, if you are worried about 5G frequency, if you are worried about toxic people that might be around you, about, you know, going into challenging situation, this is going to really help you to stay in your own sovereign frequency and feel that the fractal is actually clearing what is not aligned to the truth of your divinity, as well as activating more of your sovereign consciousness, more of your, you know, intuition and everything. So we can play with this meditation, this quantum work in many different ways. But today I will teach you the basics because, of course, you know, we're going to keep on hanging out every week. So I will be able to share more on that in the next episode. And if you are here live, if you're also watching the replay, don't hesitate to ask questions. I'm always very happy to answer any questions that you might have. You can say hi, you can send emojis. It makes me happy, it makes me feel connected. Because I'm behind a screen and I love my screen, you know, I love my screen. But it's nice to also feel the humans. So this episode was really inspired by Iria School of Channeling. As you know, my School of Channeling is starting, you know what, two days, we are kickstarting. I'm so excited. We have 11 people sign up now. And we're going to go to Bali together in April. I'm just booking the retreats, and I'm going to let everyone know in 2 days where we are going to organize all the things, and I have so many more surprises for my students. And so this episode here with fractal dynamics and really applying this into a meditation to be able to activate greater level of sovereignty and removing density is really inspired by the School of Channeling, because the School of Channeling, it's all about embodiment. It is here to open up our consciousness to a level that we can download our own body of work. Because this is what I'm doing, I'm not sharing things that other people share. This is unique. No one can replicate this. No one can teach this the way that I do, because this is literally coming from Source and my High Council. And many people, like maybe it's you as well, you are here to actually co-create also with your High Council and your higher purpose to be able to bring your own unique body of work that is going to, you know, wave webs of divine light around the planet, because I really believe in what I do and what I share. But I also know that there are many people awakening at the moment to who they are and what they are here to be doing. Only they don't know how to access that. They can feel it. It's like, I've got this project. I've got this dream. I can feel this reality. How do I get there, Sandrine? And then for me, it's all about channeling, because you know exactly how to refine the level of communication that you have with your multidimensionality, with your team, with your purpose at all times. So every decision that you make in your life, every decision, the food that you eat, the people that you hang out with, the decisions that you make regarding relaxing time, what show to watch on Netflix, where to go on your travels, how to spend your money, everything is on purpose. And it can sound intense, but it's not. It's actually opposite that intense. It's living in freaking ecstatic alignment with life. This, like, this is the freaking best way. This is what we came here to be. It is to live in full alignment with our soul and our purpose. So every day that you wake up, you're like super switched on. It's like, bring it on, you know, another day on planet Earth. Ooh. You know, instead of being like, oh my God, it's such a drag, you know, I'm here again, I'm going to have to do this thing that I hate, and how do I escape the matrix and all of these things? Well, you create your reality, so we are not here to be a victim, okay? No victim whom in my field, I'm always, you know, calling my students on that. Reclaim your power, learn, you know, who you are. Know yourself, know your purpose, know how to communicate with your High Council, how to communicate with your purpose, and live every day to the fullest. Okay, so if you are interested in joining Iria School of Channeling, it's still possible. You can simply send me a message on one of my, you know, social media, or you can send me an email as well, and I would be very happy to chat with you, because it is per application. It is not for everyone. It is only for the people that are ready to be extraordinary and to serve humanity at the highest level. Okay, great. Let me tune in to see and feel if there is anything that needs to be shared. Yes, they say that, so we actually want to weave today's practice, today's exercise, with what we have learned and talked about in the previous weeks. So last week was about manifestation, and we would love for this practice, for everyone watching here, to take a moment to simply tune into a dream that you have. And again, here we're talking about a magnetic dream. We're not talking about like a small desire. It's like something that feels really, it's like a turn on. So I want you to connect to your body and feel about something that you are really calling in. And it's literally like the lower chakras. You know, we work a lot with the lower chakras. So in the work that we do, we connect with the physical body, because the physical body is our greatest tool to navigate this reality. So when you have this turn on effect, it feels like something is aligned, especially if you have sacral authority in human design, like me. You know, if you're sacral, it's like, ooh, yes, I can feel this. This is aligned. Or like, oh no, it's a no, no. So I would love to invite you connect to a desire that you have. It can be anything, like something about your work life, something about manifesting divine union, about upgrading your current relationships, about having children, about traveling somewhere, about calling a certain amount of money. Feel something that feels very good and delicious and juicy in your body. And this is what we want to work with. So today's exercise is literally going to help you recalibrate your frequency to be a match to that. Because a lot of people wonder why they cannot manifest something in particular. Like, I have this dream, I have this vision, why isn't it happening now? It's because you are not a vibrational match to it. That is as simple as that. So your work is to work on yourself, know yourself, to become a vibrational match to what it is that you are calling into your field. So remember, the fractal, when we place ourselves at the center point of our fractal in our heart, it means that we are vibrating at a really high level, at the highest level. So we vibrate in the field of love, of authenticity. Sorry, we vibrate into this very high level of frequency, and therefore we are a match to what it is that we are calling into our field. Okay, but we also have all of the oscillations. So here, the lower fractal reflection frequency would be more of the tamasic frequency, if you are familiar with yogic teachings. So it's kind of like lethargy, sadness, depression. If you are connecting with the upper fractal reflection frequency, these frequencies would be more rajasic frequencies. So it are frequencies of like anger, frustration, but also exacerbated excitement over a long period of time. Like we become hyper, like, you know, overachiever syndrome and all of these things. So what the human does basically is like to oscillate between the top and the bottom. And it's the ring light here, so you can see me, but then it reflects. So what happens is that we oscillate a lot, and then we identify with that, and then we think we are that. When we can observe here, we can observe the oscillation within our fractal. So today, what we are going to do is that we are going to place our angel here, and we are going to place our beautiful dream here, because our dreams, they come from the seeds that are planted in our heart by our soul. So we carry the soul, the seeds of our dreams in our heart, and it becomes this magnetic desire that starts blossoming. And so this is also why we are very big in our teachings about heart opening, heart expansion, connecting with the heart field, because the more we connect to that, it's more like you can imagine that a flower is opening up, like a lotus flower, you know, like 12 petal lotus flower opening up. And it's only when the flower opens up fully that we can see its beauty, that we can see what is inside this flower, and that we know really like the pure essence, the smell, the you know, the colors and all of the things of our unique flower. So this is the same with our heart desire. The more we choose to live from the heart, the more we choose to live, you know, as the angel behind our human, the more we can perceive these seeds of desire, the more we are able to actually activate a new reality. Because if we are always oscillating between upper fractal, lower fractal, up and down, like that, It means that we don't have the capacity to actually activate the vision, to activate the connection to our magnetic heart desires. And they are there already. It's just that this is dormant. So because this is dormant, it means that the heart is too close, so we cannot access a higher reality. And at times we would simply, you know, have this vision for a moment. Oh, I wish I could, blah, blah, blah. I wish I could, blah, blah, blah. But then what happens? The mind comes in the way, the heart is closed. It was like, oh, it's not possible for me anyway because of, and we have a very good list of reasons why it's not possible, okay? So when we work from the center point of our fractal, opening up the heart, witnessing our human going through earthly experiences, we can also channel what is present there, which is literally the connection to the magnetic heart desires that are connected to our destiny, to our purpose. So that's a different quantum architecture. I won't get into details about that. I can easily get sidetracked. Yes, I'm red. Yes, I did get sunburned a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. It's okay. I'm all good though. So once we do this this meditation, what happens is that we are going to use this, literally the architecture, it's like a quantum technology of the fractal, and we are going to work on our three brains. So we have three brains, as you might know. We have the gut brain, we have the heart brain, and we have the brain, the mind. So what we do is that we place the fractal there, and you are going to follow my guidance as it oscillates. And so we feel this rotation. And as we feel that, it basically, we are going to guide you, but it's going to clear what is dense and what prevents you from accessing high level of frequency within that brain, within that system. So the gut's brain also correlates to all sexual organs, digestion, and lower limbs. The heart brain connects to the internal organs, like upper internal organs, the lungs, all the way to the throat and the arms. And then the brain activates, you know, of course, everything that is around the physical brain, also a part of the throat, back of the neck. And so what happens is that it goes all the way to your cells, all the way to your atoms, because this is quantum technology. So it removes the density from within. If you believe that it works, it will. And trust me, it does, because it is very powerful. So as it oscillates, you can imagine that it's like a washing machine on high speed, you know, like expelling the dirt out. And as you expel the dirt out, again, follow my guidance. So the dirt, like the low density, does not stay stuck in your environment, like in your energy field, in your home or wherever you are, but it gets taken away. Just heads up, ask your angels to do it and it will happen, okay? Visualize that it's going up or that it's going down into the earth. So once that process of clearing has been done, like guts, heart and brain, then it means that it is much easier for your soul to get activated, turned on. So basically that comes from your crystalline divine genome being more activated within you, as well as coming from your oversoul network, okay? Because this is the same. Everything that is present within your oversoul network is also present in your crystalline divine genome. So we always work as above, so below, as within, so without, and so on. And you will feel it. Again, feel. I will repeat this one more time, feel it. Because what you feel, I want you to really create these neural pathways that what you feel in your body is real. Because so many of us, we have distortion about what's real and what's not real. Set that aside and feel in your body. Because if your body has an experience, then it means that this experience is real. Because you can feel it within each and every one of your cells. So as we do this exercise, this meditation, this quantum practice, this quantum healing, whatever you want to call it, I want you to feel in your body. And if the intensity gets too much, because I know that sometimes it can happen, if it's too much, just breathe and slow the spinning of the fractal down, okay? Slow down, take some deep breaths. Relax your body. Oh, yes, they say. relax your body. Because a lot of the time, and actually they say for most people in humanity, nervous system fried, completely out of alignment. So it's very important to learn with nervous system regulation. There's heaps of things to do out there, okay? A friend of mine just told me recently that I say heaps, and he's like, oh, it's so cute, you know, remember, you know, I met some people from Australia, and down under they say heaps a lot, and I didn't realize, like, oh my God, people don't say that in the States. They say a lot. So you can see that I live in New Zealand, I guess. So feeling your body, if it gets too much, simply breathe. And what will happen is that as you weave this heart desire, this magnetic desire within this exercise, is like, it is going to be the frequency, the technology that is going to connect through quantum resonance. Through quantum resonance is going to connect to all the information, all the data, all the atoms present within you, everything that is present within you that is already a match to what it is that you are calling. So it kind of like amplifies it, because the quantum resonance is another term for the law of attraction. Okay, we just prefer to use that term. So the fractal carries the frequency of your dream. So it is going to say, as it rotates, go away, go away, go away. You're not a match, you're not a match, you're not a match to everything within you that is not a match. And everything actually operates on physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual systems. So it is past wounds, trauma. It can come from inner child, past love, ancestors, timelines. It can come from pluggings from the matrix system. It can come from subconscious programming. It can come from all of these things. Okay? So once you do that, once you allow the fractal to do its work, you know that it is repelling everything that is not match to what it is you are calling in your dreams. And it is activating the frequencies that are already present and that are a match to that. But they might be just not activated. It might be dormant or like buried under a lot of clutter. So yeah, with the chat, you can just keep to the subject. Yes. So let's do this. Okay. You can close your eyes now and start taking a few breaths. Start drawing your awareness within your heart center. And as you start breathing from your heart center, I want for a moment for you to pay attention to the head space. I would like to perceive your head space. So feel at the head space in relaxing, perceive the brain dropping within the skull and your eyeballs within their sockets. Perceive your jaws relaxing and your tongue relaxing. And perceive the whole of the head space becoming very heavy. So you can feel that the volume of your mind is being turned down to the minimum. And from this place, perceive that it is easier to start drawing your awareness within your heart. I want you to connect to your heart from within and perceive the actual beat of your heart. Feel your heart beating into your chest and connect with all of these heartbeats. And as you connect with this continuous life happening within your heart, I want you to perceive the electromagnetic field radiating from your heart center, going everywhere within you and all around you. And from your heart here, they ask that you perceive and visualize a lotus flower opening up. And as the lotus flower opens up, you have this profound awareness of the magnetic desire that you want to call in for today's practice. Feel that in your body and feel this desire, this dream that you have, and feel the emotions that are coming when that comes up, and really amplify these emotions. So you make that very real for you. This is a true magnetic heart desire because your body becomes so alive when you receive it. And then from this place, I would love to invite you to draw your awareness within your belly and simply perceive your belly, relax your belly completely and allow your belly to inflate like a balloon on the inhale and then to fall back naturally on the exhale. And allow every breath that you take to relax your physical body even more. Inhaling and exhaling from the lower belly as deep as you can go. Exhale and relax. Take deeper inhales to bring more prana in, more life force energy in. And as you exhale, relax even more in your body. As you relax fully in your body, the call of your DNA opens up and it allows you to do very potent work in a fast, efficient way. Relax more. The mind is soft. Stop paying all attention to what's happening around you, to your environment. Just listen to the sound of my voice and nothing else. And from this place, I want to invite you to perceive in front of you the symbol of a fractal, and it's going to come as a big sphere. And this sphere has a core center, which is like a vibrant sun. Sometimes it has a specific color. Whatever color it has for you is the one that you need to work with for today. If you do not perceive a color, you might use white light or golden light. And see this sphere in front of your heart center. And now connecting to your own physical heart, you connect your own heart to the core of this fractal. And you can repeat, I choose love as my guiding force. I choose love as my guiding force. As a sovereign divine being, I choose love as my guiding force. And as you do this, you can perceive this magnetic connection between your physical heart and the center of the fractal. And as you do that, there is this gigantic beam of light appearing, connecting these two centers. And then you feel that really attracted, like you feel that this fractal wants to come inside of your heart. And I would love to invite you to visualize that your heart is opening up even more. You can visualize doors or a lotus flower, whatever resonates with you, to say, I accept and I receive this quantum technology. Yes, I accept, I receive. Yes, I accept and I receive. And this is coming inside of your heart center. And you might feel already some frequency shift happening. And as this is present within your heart center, now we ask and request, and you can ask and request as a sovereign divine being, that this fractal is coded with the frequencies of your heart, with the frequencies of your magnetic desire, with the frequencies of your multidimensional infinite soul, connecting to your highest destiny, your highest purpose. We ask and request that this fractal vibrate at a high level of frequency available within you right now. And we ask that this fractal operates in two different ways, one for clearing and one for activating. The fractal is a highly intelligent quantum technology that will do exactly what it needs to be doing in terms of clearing and activating. You do not need to know, you do not need to think. All that you need to do is feel. So now, feel in your heart, feel in your body. As you now ask this fractal to start rotating. So they say that they want to invite you to witness the way the fractal is going to rotate for you, which could be different for other people. So we are not going to share any direction or anything like that. Simply the fractal is moving in your body. It is moving into your heart center. And it is slow to start with. But as you breathe and you simply connect to the feelings, now we ask that this fractal starts oscillating at the perfect rate for each and every individual receiving this activation right now. So now we are entering the process of clearing. We ask to clear everything that is present within the heart brain and all systems that are connecting to this heart brain. We ask that this operates on a multidimensional level, connecting to Oversoul Network and crystalline DNA. So this fractal is now removing every density, lower fractal reflection frequencies that are not a match to the magnetic heart desire that we are calling it. And then feel it and now amplify the rotation. Amplify the rotation, make it faster. Sometimes it can happen so fast that we lose track of it. It is just there. Now breathe into that and feel like, you know, the washing machine is on high speed, right? You can feel like a lot of things being expelled. And we ask and request for angels, archangels, and all other helpers present within each and every person receiving this activation to clear and bring the density back to where it comes from, maybe up or maybe down, clear on multidimensional time and space reality all the way to these days, parallel life, alternate realities, crystalline divine genome, as well as Oversoul Network, all systems. Excellent. And I feel this, that it is clearing on a multidimensional level, so you can feel that the expansion is going far beyond your body. It is clearing your energetic field, and it is clearing places that your mind cannot even comprehend. Continue breathing into that. Excellent. Just a little longer. And now it is starting to slow down. Okay, so they say now we do the clearings of all three centers and then we go back to activation. Okay, so now bring this down, this fractal down through your central channel all the way to your belly. And as it comes in the belly, you can already feel like as it is moving down that it is also clearing. It could be slightly rotating as it is moving down. Now it is moving down in your belly. Place it in your Ara center, really down into your womb, energetic womb. Lower belly, okay? And now again, ask the fractal to start clearing and observe that it might be oscillating, it might be rotating in a different direction this time because it is operating in a different brain, in a different system. Okay, so ask it to clear. And we ask again that it is done on a multidimensional level, accessing all systems, all templates of realities, parallel life, alternate realities, completely shifting the frequencies present, removing everything within this human system as a multidimensional sovereign being that are not in alignment with the frequency that is carried within this fractal. And you can feel that again, it is rotating faster and faster and faster and faster and expanding all around you. Breathe into that. Very often the guts are very dense, very, very dense there. So it relates to first, second, and third chakra density, as well as all the crap things that we put in our body. The food, toxic drinks, and all the things. So clear that from your belly, clear that from all the system, rotate, visualize and feel that. Excellent, just a little longer. Excellent. And now you can let it slow down. And as it is slowing down, now it's going to start moving up the central channel, and it comes through the heart, and it is going all the way up into the head space. And into the head space, simply place it within the head and feel that the fractal, as it comes within the head, again, it starts rotating in a specific way, which could be different. And it starts slowly, and then it's going to start spinning. And as it spins, it's going to start spinning faster and faster and faster. Excellent. And continue spinning it, spinning it, spinning it. And we ask again that all our fractal reflection frequencies, everything that is not in alignment with the high level of frequency of this quantum technology fractal, be completely removed on multidimensional level from the point of creation all the way to this reality, never to return. And we ask the angels, archangels, and our team to completely clear it, to clear everything so it never comes back, and it is completely dissolved and recycled, coming back to where it comes from. And so it is. So now feel that sometimes the headspace, there can be a lot of sensations happening in the headspace, like we can have this sense of feeling oppressed, or there's like electricity. Whatever is happening, breathe into that and ask your body to relax. Relax in your body and allow the fractal to spin fast as it wants to spin. As the faster it spins, the more it's expelling everything that is not in alignment with you, with the truth of your divinity, and with your magnetic heart desire, what it is that you are calling in your reality. And now it is slowing down, down, down. Excellent. Great. Now please bring this fractal down into your heart for the second part, the activation. Very exciting. So bring this into your heart now. For a moment, simply feel how you feel. And take 3 deep breaths. So we want to inhale, pause, and then focus suspension of the breath, and then exhale deeply through the mouth. So we're going to do that 2 more times. It's inhale, open the mouth, exhale. And again, inhale, exhale. Great. Now connect to your heart. Connect to the beautiful fractal technology present within your heart. You can thank it for being there. It's a very nice technology. And now feel your magnetic heart desire, what it is that you are calling in as part of your reality, and feel it in your body all the way to your bones. And now you are going to feel that the lotus flower is expanding and reveling into the acknowledgement of this magnetic heart desire. It is so happy that you are acknowledging it, that you are claiming it unapologetically. And now please ask the fractal to start spinning in a way that it is going to activate quantum resonance with your crystalline divine genome and all the data, all the information, all the gifts and the talents, if you prefer, that you have within you and that are in quantum resonance with the activation of this dream. And as it starts spinning, now you might perceive more of this electromagnetic field, or also electricity, actually, they say. It's kind of like the fractal can become like a disco ball, and it's illuminating everywhere inside you, and you can start seeing like 1,000 stars radiating in your heart center, and then 1,000 stars radiating in your chest, in your back, in your arms, in your lungs, all the way to your bones and bone marrow. So all of this area becomes illuminated. and you want to spin it and ask to, for it to spin faster. And we ask and request that the reprogramming of the DNA happens in an instant as copy-pasting codes from one atom to another atom through the principle of quantum resonance, asking and requesting to activate a higher volume of soul resonance frequency within the actual physical system, mental system, emotional system, and spiritual system of the human receiving this activation now. So all the atoms are communicating. Everything is communicating, creating this gigantic network of light within you. Excellent. And now move the fractal. So maybe it's going to start slowing down as you move it down the central channel all the way to your lower belly. And as you connect that to your lower belly, please feel this fractal activating. Just activate the guts. It starts rotating faster and faster and faster and faster. And again, we set the same intention to awake everything within this area, within this system on a multidimensional level that is a match to what it is that you are calling in. So we are bringing everything to life. We are amplifying the frequency that is vibrating directly from each and every atom, saying, yes, 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 this is what I want, this is what I claim. And here they say really perceive also activation of first, second, and third chakra, connecting to third chakra. Unshakable willpower, will desire. This is what I want, this is what I claim, this is what I'm meant to be experiencing. I want this, I want this, I want this, I claim this as a sovereign divine being. This is what I want, this is what I'm calling in. Unapologetic now, shoo, 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 and like that, and claim it. And feel it and feel your energy shifting. Feel the energy within your body, but also around your body. Feel that you are shifting into higher alignment with your warrior power, with your leadership power, being unapologetically you, claiming what it is that you are here to experience. Excellent. And now it is starting to slow down. Excellent. And I would love to invite you to bring this fractal. It could still be rotating all the way up, going through your heart, all the way up in the head space. You would never do this while driving or doing anything, by the way, in the head space, okay? Because it can bring feelings of dizziness. So just be present now. Connect to the head space. Take a few breaths if you need to. And start asking this fractal to rotate and oscillate. And we ask and request again that everything that is present within the brain is completely activated as quantum resonance with the dream that you are calling in. So we ask that new neural pathways be created. We ask that from the subconscious mind is released all the memories of previous lives in this reality and alternate realities and parallel life, also from ancestors' timeline, as well as inner child, where you used certain of your gifts and talents to activate a higher reality. And we ask that it is brought to the surface and to clear conscious mind into a crystalline way. So there is no density attached to it. There is no density whatsoever attached to it because we have done the work of clearing it. So now it is not just the pure gift, everything that you have activated already on a multidimensional level that you can receive now fully conscious. And this process of reopening neural pathways, gift technology, psychic abilities, channeling abilities, telepathy, and so on is always upgrading. So there's always more coming. So you will receive what you are ready to receive, they say. And more will come as you continue progressing on your path of opening up your heart center to become a powerful psychic. Powerful channel, a powerful telepath is to live from the heart. Otherwise, we cannot be because we project our ego. Okay, so we cannot tap into higher realms if we don't live from the heart because everything that we perceive comes from our own egoistical projections. Excellent. So now knowing this activates this fractal and really feel the expansion. And I want you to feel the expansion of your headspace, especially crown chakra. Feel a huge opening on the head. The crown of the head is really opening up right now. And you can also perceive the beam of light shining from your third eye. This is a gigantic vortex here of your chakra being fully activated. Continue breathing into this just a little longer. And then please feel and ask that the fractal is slowing down instead of rotating. Different space, different rate here. And as it is slowing down, then you're going to bring the fractal inside of your heart center. And I want you to place the fractal inside the lotus of your heart. And as you place it there, feel that all the petals of the lotus are gathering around the fractal. And as you do that, there is like an explosion of light happening in your heart. And this explosion of light ripples everywhere in your body, harmonizing everything. So you can vibrate at a higher level of frequency available to you right now. And this technology is present within you always. It is very easy to access. And I just want to invite you to let that go and simply come back to your breath. And you might like to take a few deep breaths and maybe move the head, move the body. It's good to stretch. It's good to move the shoulders, to move the wrists, to move the hips, to little dance, because we have released density, and density actually comes out of the body as well. You might feel the need to do some grounding. So walking bare feet on the grass or on the beach is good, hugging a tree. If that's not possible, simply take a shower, take a bath, have some grounding food and feel like you can massage your feet or your legs yourself. Feel the roots growing from your feet, going deep within the earth. So you can really ground into your new reality. Yay! I hope that you enjoyed it. Let me know in the comment how you found this activation or meditation with the technology of the fractal. And also, please, if you listen to this on the replay, let me know, because this is the first time that I do something that is more practical, and I love to know how it's received. Thank you so much. Thank you, Dana. Thank you. Yes, sun-kissed. I love that. It's a very good way of saying it, and of sunburns, because I'm not burnt. I was kissed. Way more sexy. Okay, so after this, I would love to invite you to drink a lot of water, because you need a water to clear your body of all density. Eat very healthy, of course, always. We always eat healthy. You can coat the water before you drink it. And as you coat the water, you can simply ask that the water comes and reach all your cells to activate, to really activate and seal all the intentions that you have brought into your field today. Remember to claim your dreams unapologetically. Yeah, it's good to drink a lot of water. That's fantastic. Yeah. So claim your dreams unapologetically. Use your, you know, solar plexus a lot and your heart center. So when you use fractal strategy, like a fractal, yes, strategy that we do, all of the things that I have shared today in previous episodes, you are going to really start perceiving life completely differently. You will realize that you really truly are an angel, you know, angel walking on planet Earth. And of course, because you know also very well that you are not God. We are God, but you know what I mean? It's like we realize with great humility that we are the angelic frequency, you know, being there for our human, and that therefore we are here to merge this field into becoming the human that is the, at the image of the angel, and then you can hold yourself at the higher standards, you know, in everything that you do, the way you communicate with others, the way you think about other people, what you say, what you do, the thoughts that go into your mind, always place that within your fractal and see if it's low frequency or high frequency, criticizing people on their appearance, making comments on their choice around their body that is not high reflection frequency, okay? That is projection coming from low fractal reflection frequency. So when you witness that, you can hold yourself through that and say, I'm ready to let go and dissolve that, because every single human that is present on the planet is a sovereign divine being and can do exactly what the fuck they want with their body, with their life, with their dreams, with their, what, you know, what they have been given by God. And I am not in a position to ever judge anyone else, because I do not want anyone to judge me either. Okay, so everything that come across you, everything that you are sticking with, everything that you're projecting, when you place yourself at the center point of your fractal and realize that, then you can make a conscious choice. Do I do this action? Do I say this thing? Or do I actually just hold myself through whatever I really feel like I want to be doing, but I observe that it's not coming from angelic frequency? Do this exercise, bring the fractal in your heart, bring the fractal, because you do not need to connect to a magnetic heart desire to use the fractal. Today it was a little bit of an enhancement, right? You, when you witness yourself going through challenging experience, being really stuck in victimhood or like attacking and judging other people, then you can realize that and you're like, oh my God, I've done it. Okay, sorry. I can rise up to the occasion to do better next time. And now I'm just going to bring the fractal. And you simply ask the fractal to clear. You can clear the heart all the way to the guts. You clear the guts and then you bring it back and you go into the headspace. When the clearing is done, you start again from the heart and you do the action of connecting with your soul. And you simply move the fractal up and down. Okay, if you like working with chakras and sometimes you feel that you have some blockages in specific chakras, this technology is extremely potent because you can literally just refine the alignment of each chakra using the fractal. This is what we learn in Area School of Channeling. We learn to really channel with high level of precision so we can work in alignment, not only with our clients, but also with groups of people, big collective, and so many more people. Okay, so if you're interested, join Area School of Channeling. It is epic and we are starting on Tuesday. I'm very excited. Also, just a quick reminder, on Wednesday, we are starting the Golden Phoenix. The Golden Phoenix Trilogy are three transmissions here to completely recalibrate your field, working with this one that I got tattooed on my arms because I love it. And the Golden Phoenix is going to take us through potent journey of destruction, which is the complete removal of density that is keeping us stuck into an outdated identity. So we go through destruction, then we enter recalibration, which is understanding the period in between, which is a full experience of the void, infinite quantum void. Full recalibration into the no thing. And then after that, we go into rebirth. And that is the actual calling in of our higher timeline coming from a higher identity. So with the Golden Phoenix, we work through the rebirthing process using this sacred guide, which is my oldest guide. Ooh, I love it so much. And you are deeply supported, because you're going to receive light language transmission, light codes, there's high degrees, there's meditation, and then it's three live sessions with me, which is amazing. It's very cheap. It's only 111 at level one. And you can also join level two. If you join level two, you can also have access to the Actarians, and that's 333. And if you ever want to have a one-on-one session with me, which is just a channeled session of 75 minutes, then it's 777, okay? And I would love to see you there. You can still register. Visit my website, sandrines.com. Everything is there. And of course, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your words. I love this, Dana. Thank you very much. I want to share this because that's gold. No, sorry, it was there. Thank you, Dana. So very true. When I get upset that people don't listen to me, I quickly realize I'm not listening to myself. Bam! I love that. Thank you so much for your honesty. It's amazing. And for everything that you're bringing. I love seeing you live every week, Dana. You make my day. Thank you. Love to you and love to all. I will see you next week from Tulum for another episode of The Quantum Wave. See you next time.
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.